Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. This your boy here, E-Mac. And we are here on the radio. Don't be laughing at me like that. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Tunes. And all I ever just say is Hood Talk. And we in the lab trying out some new devices, of course. We like to have fun. So, we're going to see was due. And basically, we're going to talk some shit. All right, 646-478-0944. You know, I'm going to need y'all to hold tight, hold tight.
All right.
Can you say something over there?
Mic check.
So it went off on me. I was on the
side.
How about that?
Mic check.
Not yet. Move that wire around the bottom. That's what I'm saying. I like that.
Jaw drop.
Jaw drop. I got the monitor down. Yeah, but shit, we're getting all that motherfucking beat, right?
Jaw drop.
All right.
Jaw drop.
So the monitor, we got recording off.
Popping mode.
Popping mode, my ass. We don't need that. Recording.
Mic check.
I can hear it, but I don't like all that fucking beat. Yeah.
I take
I turn that bitch down. Yeah, it's some cheap ass wires. What you do is just hook the headphones to your phone. Or you can, you know, how you want to talk like that. I got to take it. I told y'all that we up in this motherfucker.
Dodge off.
Yeah. We ain't looking for no dodge. We just up in this motherfucker chilling. Say something. Ain't working.
Shouting wheat.
Say something. Now. That shit ain't working. Say something. Oh, you got, but can you hear yourself though? Can't hear you. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Okay, so.
Voice cut open.
Voice cut open. Can you say something? All these motherfuckers are sick, man. All right, I'm basically going to have to do a sound check on the. I'm just going to have to do a sound check on the motherfucker. This time we're going to have to do that. The fucking microphone ain't playing like it's supposed to play. You did. And I already know how I'm going to have to do this motherfucker. This is good. So, that's one. That's the mic. That's two.
Shouting wheat.
That wheat, my ass. All right, we got the money.
Dodge on.
Dodge. Okay, turn the fucking echo down. Got to hear me better. All right. 646-478-0944. That's the number. And we're trying to get this shit together. Once again, it's always like that. So, yeah, we definitely gonna work out the thing. So I ain't tipping on that either. But if you want some secure, so what y'all need to do is just chill the fuck out. We're gonna play some motherfucking music. Let's see. Oh. Alright, this shit must be too loud. That's why. So that. Great. I got to turn it down a little bit. Let's do this. Rudy. This is great. I ain't trying to score. Something. Can you hear it? You can hear it in the headphones? It's loud? Okay. can't talk to her about that. Hello? They don't like my setup. This bitch don't understand. Let's do this. Does it sound better now?
How about, can you hear me now?
I ain't have my motherfucking microphone on, see? See how that shit go, man?
All right, 646-478-0944. That's the number we going to call in.
Yeah.
Oh, it stopped over here. See, all of this is going nuts. So we got some extra energy in the house, man, and it's just that strong. We can't help it, you know. So like for everybody to join us if you can. We're doing random thoughts tonight. And when I say random thoughts, I really mean that. So if you can, you know, just pause for the call, everything will be okay, man. 646-478-0944. We're going to go to the phone lines and bring in 216-680. Going on, family?
Hey, I just called to give some random thoughts, especially being that, you know, it's a day before that All Walks of Life concert. That's at 8 p.m. to midnight at the Mediterranean Party Center. It's Black House Sound Dinner Performances Award. Award being presented to Ernest Dale Smith, Councilman in East Cleveland at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. And that is March 11th, 2022. I think there's only a couple of tickets left. It was only for 50 people.
Okay,
so,
right.
You know, the dinner goes along with that 20, as well as people who will perform. And that ought to be real nice, because I'm looking forward to seeing Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Major Taps, Almighty FX, Ballhead Fred, Anti, the actual Tannis, Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr., Hurricane Bang, Suave Gotti, and I think Grandpa Rapper will be in the house, so it ought to be a fun effect. Grandpa Rapper will be in the house. Hopefully they'll be able to help him get his walker and everything up to par. But my thing is, I just wanted to call my random thoughts. I won't be long at all. My random thoughts are, when the Creator allowed me to be blessed, working with 3342 Music, and when it was suggested that after my, you know, producer Art McCoy's radio show, that I had my own show on Blog Talk Radio, one of my biggest supporters and biggest fans would call in on a Monday and would listen and would promote me and want me to call. Well, no, they would call in to listen, and she always had something to say. Mama Porter, who passed last Thursday, Mama Porter would listen every Monday night and have opinions on certain things she's done. Poetry, you name it. And so I'm just glad that the relationship I had, my mom supported what I did as long as it was right. She supported it. And so with that being said, she was she became a big fan of Andy and, of course, Cheese and Blog Talk Radio. And she was already a fan of 3342 Music's own Emacs the Image. So,
man,
I just wanted to throw that out there. Go ahead, family.
And you know, we love y'all, man, for real. She's a big, big and an integral part of everything we was doing, man. You know what I mean? I look at it like, you couldn't please Mama Porter, man, you might as well call it a day. Because, you know, she wasn't no easy win. If you wasn't that good, she'd let you know, practice a little more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we definitely know she's going to be there in the spirit, cause, and it's just going to be that much stronger, man. So, first of all, condolences from, you know, Blog Talk Radio family, 3342 Music family, my family, Cheese, all of us, man.
Mm-hmm.
We want to send you that love and send the condolences out to the family, man. Make sure everybody is feeling that energy, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and I'm glad
indeed
to see that, you know, you're doing, you're keeping it moving and you keep going, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, being in a box, that ain't good for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand up. That ain't the way she'll want you to be. So you doing what she expecting and what she wants you to do anyway. So don't stop doing what you're doing and being who you are, man. You all right. You know?
Cool. I appreciate that, you also. Yeah, that's my random thoughts. And I'm just glad you all are on this evening. And my thing is, we've got some surprises. My thing is, I won't bore everybody to death, but I will let people know that, you know, because of what was happening and what has happened, the album Anti-Music Industry, instead of it hitting out tomorrow, it will be within about another 21 days. And there'll be some extra surprises thrown in that I'm pretty sure my mama will appreciate, because she heard all the stuff that was coming through. So now I'll just hit everybody with, within the next week and a half, another hot single video that will make people, some people will laugh, other people will say, I can't believe that man just did what he did. And it's all right, because my thing is, you, anybody who get up there and give a, I'll say, child rearing song like BTA, you should expect almost anything to come from myself, because I want to keep pushing forward. And
right.
you can't push forward if you're saying the same thing that everybody else is saying. So
that's
you
right.
can't do that. You cannot do that. And my thing is, my reality is the truth. I deal with some adult subjects on different ways because I'm an adult. That's it, period. I am an adult, so I'm not going to get out there capping and trapping everything else, because I have to work. I have to
right.
do a few other things. So you are going to hear those different subjects come through for me, and I am enjoying what I do, so I'm having a good time. So I just wanted to call in and say I think it's appropriate that you all had a program last week at this time. Was a totally different night for me, but as I kind of reflect on everything this week, I'm just glad that you all are on the air. It means a lot.
That's what's up, Al. We appreciate you, man. You the man,
yes.
bro.
Hey, no problem. So I'll be talking to everybody. Looking forward to other random thoughts. I did my best to put it out on the bat signal that y'all were out this evening, because we needed to hear it. We needed to hear it.
That's what's up, fam. That's what's up. We glad you're in here, man, for real.
Glad
you're in here.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what it is, man. That was the sheriff himself, and y'all know, you know what I'm saying, it's a good thing when the sheriff show up. Can you hear these claps and shit?
Yeah.
I wonder why I can't hear the damn thing. Wait a minute. Hey, I told y'all, man, we doing some
shouting
some real
weed.
Different shit. I'm looking.
Die, John.
Wait a minute. I can't hear this shit, man. The monitor. Oh, there we go. All right. Let's see what the fuck. See, that's what I'm talking about. All right, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, attention. Hey, attention.
See, this is that. This is what happened when you. We fucking with Chief shit. Now let's see if we can't make the cheers work. Yeah. We have some silly shit tonight, y'all.
Right.
But, it's random. It's Thursday, man. We doing random shit. So we want everybody to put y'all hands together for Joe. My
Black
dad.
House Down. How
and
you doing, Mr. Black? So
I'm
sorry,
right,
my
man.
Brother. I'm sorry,
yeah,
my brother,
good.
That I didn't make it to the studio. I want everybody to know that I told a little fib that day, and that Sunday I just couldn't. I just couldn't make it, man.
That's all right.
But like the last caller said, if you don't mind me saying it, tomorrow we do, Black House Sound do have that show, March the 11th at the Bedford Party Center from 8 to 12. The food will be served around 9:30. The colors of the tables will be black. Well, the cloth of the table will be gold, and then the napkin will be black. The lighting will be blue.
Okay.
I do have some line dancing songs. A little bit of rap will be played. Of course, we're going to hear some smooth R&B because some of the crowd that's coming is from the school district and just great people like the people on this phone line right now, all right? And then,
right.
You know, we got a few thugs, you know, that'd be there. Not to say it like that, but, you know, we just have all people coming. And what I mean about all people, if you're going to make an attendance tomorrow, please just understand when you come, let's not judge no one. Let's just judge ourselves and have a great time. Black House Sound been doing a lot of shows throughout the years, but not quite like this. This is not the best show that Black House Sound ever going to do in life. But one thing I can say, in quite a long time, we haven't been serving food to people since our open mic era.
Mm-hmm.
And the other great thing is when people perform, you ain't got to stand up and sweat and people do the COVID-19 right there on your back. You ain't got to do all that. None of that is going to happen. You will be able to sit at a table amongst the group that you show up with. So tomorrow is going to be an excellent night. Mr. Porter, the sheriff, lets you know about the people that's performing. It's just going to be a great night. That's really all I can say. And then to touch on Mother Porter, I just want everybody to know, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I didn't know Ms. Porter was ill to the extreme that she was. And I kept, and I mean I kept for a few months, and some I kept asking Porter, can you talk to your mother so, you know, we can do a song and she can put some poetry on my music. You know, I honor Al Porter because Al Porter could have did what most black males do when they know that their mother is not doing too well. Porter could have said, I know you don't have the nerve to think my mama going to be on your music. But they didn't do me like that. Mother Porter agreed to do it. And it's amazing because before I go, that same night that we did the song, she had her caregiver there. Her caregiver was, you know, helping her out doing her job. And then right after that, Mother Porter jumped on the song. She looked at me with a smile. And then I showed her the little movie we was working on. She shook her head. And I never forget that because that was the last, no, for real, real talk. That was the last emotion I got from her as far as what I'm doing. And from there, I put the song, on YouTube. And if you go to that song, you can still hear some of the things that she used to say when I used to go to like the hip hop workshop or little other places like festivity places I used to go. And when they used to let Mother Porter talk, she always talked about this Jim Crow thing and carrying yourself with character. So I just wanted to elaborate on Mr. Porter because that was his mother, not mine. But at the same time, she felt like a mother to me because she didn't have to pay me no attention. And I like what you said because you said Mother Porter was a hard critic. And if she didn't really like your music, she'd tell you to keep practicing. So she didn't tell me to keep practicing. She said, I'll get on the song. So that means a lot to me. And I'm really, really going to miss her. If you cannot make it to the show tomorrow, that's okay. Just say a prayer for my brother, Mr. Porter. If you cannot make it, say a prayer for Mr. Porter. Pray for everybody that's going to be in attendance. If you think somebody going to be there that you know, pray for them that it's a safe show. I'm pretty sure it'll be safe, but I'm not God. I don't govern. I don't run anything. This is the best show on a Thursday night, so everybody will know Emax the Image is the truth, and the person that's helping them right now is the truth. And so I'm going to get off the phone so other rappers can talk, other artists can express how they feel and the projects they working on. If you want to come tomorrow, we have a few slots. You on your own. You can come to the door. If it's too filled, we might not let you in. I'm just letting y'all know now because, see, I got to say this. for more right. people to come in, that means I'm going to have to come out of my pocket a little bit more for extra stuff to happen. And so right. that's the reason why we did this show about 2 to 3 months ago to try to let people know what we're doing. Now, I'm not your Jay-Z. I'm not your Gucci man or your Drake. But what I am, I'm your local talent. What I am, I'm your local beast in Cleveland, Black House Out. That's what we are. We are cold. Emax the Image is cold. Everybody I work with is cold. So if y'all want to start seeing some great stuff in your backyard, start coming and attending what we're doing. Not because I said it, because it's the right thing to do. Black House Out make real Cleveland music, and I'm out. This is the best show on a Thursday night. Flat out.
Amen. And you know it.
There you go.
So y'all know what it is, man. We just chilling. Appreciate that love from Big Joe. You know what I'm saying? So what y'all need to do is what he said. And I ain't going to talk too long either. We're going to get to the next kids all left. And we're going to bring in 216-820. I know who that is.
You already know who it is. It's your boy, Endo Dub. The other half from Black House Sound. And like you just heard my partner on the other line, you know what I'm saying, that had just called in, Black House Sound Dinner Performance Awards at the All Walks of Life concert from 8 p.m. to midnight at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. That's tomorrow night, March 11, 2022. You know what I'm saying? And the tickets are $20. So come on out, have some fun, get some food in your belly, and get some entertainment, you know what I'm saying, in your damn life. Because a lot of people have been going through a lot of stuff, like my man Al Porter with the losing of his mom. And the only thing I can't, one thing I can't remember her saying to me after I performed after the hip-hop workshop, she would always say, you know what, I ain't got to tell you nothing because you got the rapping down pack. So I was like, well, for her to tell me that one, that's when I knew to never, ever give up. And
that's
I
right.
will, you know what I'm saying? And somehow, some way, I will let it be known that there will be some tribute to her that tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying? Just a little something to kick it off, you know what I'm saying? To let people know that, hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay homage to the one that, you know what I'm saying, that paved the way for you, you know what I'm saying, from that era. And if you don't, then what good are you? You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk right there. But other than that, on this All Walks of Life concert from 8 p.m. to midnight, like my man say, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Come on out, have some fun. Don't sit up there and be waiting like, well, it ain't start yet, so I ain't going to come just yet. Okay, now when other people start getting in and you can't get in, don't be tripping on us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, hey, it was your damn fault. So, hey, why don't you come on out and have some fun? You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, yours truly, Endo Dub, Mr. Powers, I invited a few females, you know what I'm saying, to come on down. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, for the fellas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, if you want to come on down, shoot your shot, get your Mac on, do that. You know what I'm saying? So come on
that's
down and have some fun. You know what I'm saying? And the ones that I invited, best believe, they ain't got no spouses either. So that's how I know I'm looking out for the players. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm looking out for the players. You feel me?
What they
so,
say?
Emotion, emotion.
Play that shit. You understand?
You
say
know,
that
man.
Shit.
All
so,
right, man.
You know what I'm saying? So real talk,
fun.
You know what I mean? Tomorrow night, like I say, tomorrow night, March 11th, 2022, at the All Walks of Life concert, Dinner Performance Awards, you know what I'm saying, a tribute, you know what I'm saying, a special award to be given to Ernest Smith, you know what I'm saying, from 8 p.m. to midnight at the Mediterranean Party Center. Come on out, get some grub in your belly, and oh, Lord, we going to have a party. So I'll see y'all there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you don't, and if you ain't going to be there, then, hey, just stay at home and be a square from Delaware, but I'm going to have some fun. I'll see y'all there. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. You dig? Peace.
And you dig. That's what's happening. So y'all know where to be at, man. I tell you, at the Mediterranean Party Center, everybody that's, you know what's up with the land knows about the Mediterranean. So come on down, you know what I'm saying, pay your fare. That way you can get on in, you know what I'm saying, just like you got some sense, you know what I'm saying. I'm coming in shit, hanging all off your ass, you know, so we going to do that. And I would let 111 get on, but they ain't talking, they just listening. I appreciate that love from you too, whoever it may be. But we're going to go to 615-894. You know what I'm saying?
What up?
Y'all know who that
what's
is.
What's going on, man? Sorry I'm late tapping in, man. I'm in pain, man. Nigga got teeth problems and shit, man. I'm motherfucking mouth hurt like this. Man.
Bruh.
You must have made the right decision one day. That wisdom tooth coming
in. Hey, listen, man. Listen. Hey, man, I'm telling you. Hey, fuck all that. I got this, big shout out to the whole team, man. Al Snapback Porter, Emax, Take Your Girl, Radio, you know what I'm saying? You know, the homies, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Y'all silly. I heard y'all, man. Y'all fry, man. Emotions. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to shout out Black House Sound. They've been doing it for years, man. They've been doing it for years, man. That's crazy.
They might
slick low key be the next Bone Thugs, man. They been swagging so long. I'm just being honest.
They already doing shit, man.
I'm being real though. Like I don't care if anybody mad at me. You know how I am. I really don't care. But nah, real stuff. Out of all the groups in Cleveland, they still together.
Yeah.
Like you gotta look at that. They still together.
Yep.
They ain't break up. No makeup, the breakup, no, none of that. You feel they still together, bro. Like that's
right.
All the hot groups that came from Cleveland, they still together.
Yep. And it's crazy.
So you got
so many groups come out, and ain't nobody like that. So, I mean, what they supposed to do?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm serious. I remember, dude, when I jumped on the scene, they was already veterans, and they younger than me. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
In 2004, they was out there doing it, man. All of the workshops, dude. All of the spots. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
everywhere you went. I got videos of them over at the, what was the name of that lounge, man, where it was real dark and wasn't nothing but colored lights. I'm serious, dude. I got video with them performing, man, from way back. So, you know.
Man, listen. Sometimes you got to get credit where it's due, man. Sometimes you got to, man. Them homies been hustling for years, man. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I got something in the box for everybody. We're gonna showcase that Saturday, man. Shouts out to BJ Payne. You know what I'm saying? Monkey Planet producer, man, he gave me an opportunity, man, threw me the beat, told me to go ham. Shout out Oso Vaughn, shit from Cleveland. He hopped on the remix. Oh, man, it's crazy, man. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. Oso Vaughn, man, you can follow him on Instagram, man. He hopped on the Backstabbers remix with me, man. You see me? I've been here crying like a little baby, so I couldn't send it to you yet, Emax, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to send it to you.
Saturday,
you know what I'm saying?
Man. Saturday, we gonna run for 2 hours, nigga. 2 hours from 10 to midnight. So
long as you don't get caught up with Toledo, I'm just saying.
No, that's for work, man. You know what I'm saying? We going through some shit at the job, man. Niggas leaving. A couple of people got promoted. One of the pregnant girls, they tired of her. They tired of waiting for her to come back to work because everybody a little bit overwhelmed because the team short a few people. So it's just a lot going on. So I'm doing my part to, you know what I'm saying, increase my peace. You did?
Emax, listen, man. I told you stop hitting them with the hit. Man, stop doing that, man. Stop doing that,
I'm
man.
I'm a professional,
I know it was
dog.
You, man. I know it's you, man. I know it's you. You to hit her with them Luther Vandross singing and shit.
Nah.
And she done stopped coming to work, man. You to hit her with the, ooh, yeah.
I was saying
no,
the Che Charles, man. You hit it with the oh yeah, you feel me?
No, no, I'm Luther Vandross at work.
I know.
I have to be Brandon. My name is Brandon when I'm at work.
Yeah, most definitely. Now you want to sound a professional at work. It's cool. We ain't going to tell nobody. But yeah, I definitely have to tap in with the homies, man. Definitely have to tap in, man. I want to give a shout out to all of my homies. Yeah. When I'm at work, you know, my name is Al Porter Jr. My name is Al Porter Jr. the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth when I'm at work, you know. You know?
All right, that's going to be
Al
your
Porter.
New name, nigga. The third.
I'm telling you, man. Eastside, a.k.a. Al Porter the third, man. Al Porter Jr. the third, man. Telling you, man. I'm going to get a shirt and everything with it on there. It's going down. It's going down. So next time I cut it clean.
Got a ring to it. You better be careful.
Man, what? Man, gang. Yeah. Gang. Man, listen here, man. Can't nobody stop Eastside, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm be honest with you. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm telling you, man. AP the third, man. I'm telling you, it's coming soon. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make that to a whole project. AP the third coming soon. Hey,
right.
Cover dropping tomorrow, man. The rap.
All right, nigga.
I done took over, Al. I done took over, baby. Go. Yeah.
And we're going to keep on saying that shit.
Coming soon, man.
I ain't calling you Eastside no more. From today, you have been dubbed. You have been dubbed, my friend.
I've been reborn, man. AP the third, man. AP the third.
You know what? You just went through the global reset.
You
don't walk through the portal now, bro. You stuck. Ain't no more going back, so... You might as well get the tattoo.
I'd sign my contract, bro. I'd sign my contract, bro.
Hey, look, y'all.
It's going.
Once we get this little crazy shit that I just bought working right, man, I should be able to go live, like on YouTube and all of that shit, or through my website. But I'm just experimenting. I'm trying to expand a little bit. You know, we playing with the little toys, so. I already know I ain't spending enough money, okay? So, you know, let's see what we can do. See what I'm saying? All right.
God damn it. Shit. It's all your fault, yeah. E-Max. It's all your fault, bro.
It is, man.
It's all your fault.
I can't help it.
We're going to AP the third, man. Coming soon, man. AP the third. I'm going to tell my homie in the show, too, man. I got the album coming called AP the Third, man.
See?
I'm going to see if I can promote it in the show. Watch this.
Your homie at the show fucking with me.
Yeah, man. He definitely fuck with the homies, man. You feel me? AP the Third, man. Coming soon, man. AP the Third, right. Man.
We're going to be looking for it.
I'm going to tell him, let me promote it, man. AP the Third at the show. Okay, then. I got another hat on. E-Max tripping, bro. Playing with some crazy shit, man. You got some crazy shit going on, bro. I don't know what you got going on.
Some ching shit.
Some weird shit, bro. That's that
I'm trying to make
does
this motherfucker work. No, that ain't the
that's
goofy.
That's that goofy.
Well, the goofy death, maybe,
no.
But.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Thank you. Say it a little louder so the chopper can hear you.
You said say a little louder. I'm black and I'm brown.
Right. Hey, y'all, but y'all know, man, you know what I'm saying? You can tell, man, we chilling. It's Thursday night. We got one more. Some motherfuckers is off tomorrow. Y'all, Sunday through Thursday ass working motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
I appreciate y'all.
That's that construction life for you, boy, because I'm off tomorrow,
hey,
too.
Man,
like, no,
that's
shit.
The Amazon life, man. Sunday night to Thursday
hey,
night.
Man.
That's Monday through Friday for us.
Amazon ain't want to hire me. That's some bullshit. Fuck that.
Because you can't drive, man. Can you drive?
Yeah,
they don't
got a license.
They don't hire you to work in a warehouse unless they can put you in a truck sometime. Trust me.
Hey, man, listen here, man.
Try to flip
I have a certification for with four clips and all types of extracurricular activities. Don't judge me because I got dropped on my head when I was little. Not judge me, sir.
This nigga say curricular activities.
Right. My mom was black and knees. All right, leave me alone.
Unbutton that top button.
My mom was black and knees. Leave me alone, man. She was black and Chinese. Leave me alone.
Black and knees.
She was black and knees, man. Black
Afro Asian.
Appreciate it. Hey, man, I'm coming back to the store, man. I'm promoting that AP the Third, man. Mixtape, man. Right. I'm telling you, man. AP the Third. I'm coming back. I told you, my homie.
I
want to
produce one of the tracks on that. On
I
that
told
one.
You. I told you, man.
I'm going to do it.
Ooh,
I'm going to produce that.
AP the Third. Can I curse real quick?
Man, we all know that at the end of the show, nigga. What you mean?
Hey, listen, though. I got a song I want to produce. The first song, I'm telling you, everybody going to like it, bro. Everybody going to like it. Ain't got to make a hard-ass beat for it. The first song on the album going to be called Fuck Gas Prices. Fuck Gas Prices. Yeah. Fuck Gas
Hell
Prices.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers hotter than bitch
that,
right
man.
Now. Them motherfuckers hotter than bitch.
$71 to fill up my little truck today. Ain't that some shit?
Man, listen, bro.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you some funny shit.
Man, shit, I had to step down on the ooh-wee.
I'm going to tell you something funny. I got a 2009 Ford Taurus, nigga. It took me damn near $55 to pull that motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man.
Nigga, a Ford Taurus, nigga? It's
yeah.
a struggle out here. Wait a minute.
And all that
they
got in the reserve.
Yeah, man. For real. That's why they ain't trying to really fuck with Putin like that, because they don't want to fuck up the relationship too bad.
Y'all want to know something funny, though? It's funny how COVID left and the gas prices went high. Because I don't hear shit about COVID no more. That's some bullshit.
Man, go on and spend your little money that you ain't got. Oh, by the way, we're going to hit you in the pocket. And now look, this something that, you know, this random thought. So, you know, what the fuck is the government, you know, trying to give them motherfuckers $13.8 billion, and they don't think that Americans is dumb enough to know that we gonna be the ones paying for that shit?
Right.
Now they wouldn't give niggas checks and shit, but they give the Ukrainians money. So, what the fuck is that? Them billions of dollars invested.
That's because they owe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where is
that
it
money.
Coming from? They ain't got no money laying around like that.
You a liar?
I've been checking this shit out. I've been driving around in the upper class neighborhoods, okay? And their fucking streets are worse than the ones in the fucking projects in the city, man. I tell ya.
Hey, fuck you, Billy Bob. Fuck you, man.
Billy Bob and his street is raggedy as fuck. Tell the motherfuckers out of Norwalk. North Ridgeville, Brunswick, Medina. Clean that shit up. Y'all got all that fucking money out there.
Hey, y'all.
Why y'all
I got something else funny to tell y'all, man, before y'all get out the show. So check this out, man. I got this one homie, right? You feel me? This one homie. You know what I'm saying? He one of them extra emotional-ass homies. You feel me? So we at work, and this one OG homie said he better watch out for Big Dick Bob. I'm like, who the fuck is that? He like, man, that's that one nigga that ain't got no money, no job, but he give your girl that long john, and he gonna kick you off your own home. You feel me?
That'd be her.
Hey.
My cousin need a place to stay.
Oh yeah. you talking about the one female?
Right.
Hey, you talking about the one female? You come to her house, you feel me? Or you come home and shit? She's like, oh, that's my brother. Oh no, that's my cousin. Knowing damn
yeah.
well he done tore her ass up before you walk in the house. Boy,
we
I'm telling you, call him Big Dick Bob, man. call that nigga Bob, man. That nigga
Look
Bob
out.
Ain't playing, boy. It's tax season.
Y'all better watch out for Bob.
Right.
That nigga
right.
Bob ain't playing, boy.
Watch out for
if
Bob.
If you find a random nigga in your crib you ain't never seen before, that's that nigga Bob. That's that nigga Bob.
That nigga Bob said, how you doing?
Bob coming.
He don't wash the dishes.
He gonna put the
Whopper
melt on her.
And he gonna hit her with the stanky leg. Hell nah. he gonna hit her with the flex.
Now watch me dance. Watch me night night.
He gonna hit her with the whipping. Nay nay. Hold on. Hey, nigga, shut us down for that one. Hold on, that nigga Bob. You gonna have everybody calling that girl after the show, like, hey, what you doing?
Hey, you man, we having such a party. Well, y'all know, tomorrow night, okay, we got to get some details. So, you know, somebody from the crew got to do something to make sure that, you know what I mean, we there and we doing what we supposed to do. So, y'all be out there. You're going to have some videos. I'm pretty sure everybody going to be posting some shit. So, hey, it's going to go down tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what I can do to get out there and be a part of that. So, don't forget, get in touch with Joseph.
Don't forget, man.
Look
sure
at
y'all
the motherfucking videos on YouTube. I'm telling you, this dude sent me 6 songs. 6 videos, man, in one day. I think it was 7. You know,
he working
hard. Damn, they working hard. Man, I thought I'd be working hard. Shit. I'm slacking. So, y'all know what it is. Saturday night, we're going to be here for a special 2-hour show. We're going to start at 10. You know what I'm saying? We're going to still talk shit and have fun. We're going to play some music while we do it. And be on the lookout. We got another platform coming out. Everybody be
man,
up to join us
third,
on that
AP
shit.
AP the third.
Well, we already got that on the roster, nigga. Everybody want to hear it now. So,
you know what I'm saying?
AP,
you know, Backstabbers remix, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so fine. You coming soon, so we're going to drop that Saturday, too. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for that man Bob, man. Watch out for that man Bob. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll be glad when my homies give me something to play on the show. So, you know what I'm saying? I can pump them up, too. I got some of their shit, but I want some of the new shit, man. You know, the new shit hot. I know they hear me.
Yeah,
but
man.
But y'all know what it is, man. We only got a few seconds left. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got AP3 on the line right now. We ain't going to forget him. Al Porter Jr., the AP2, you know what I'm saying? Here to take a break. We appreciate him. You know what I'm saying? Joseph Miley
yeah, man,
Jr.,
got,
you know what I'm saying? Mr. Powers,
he got
a black house.
He got to retire,
man.
You know what I'm saying? He got to retire, man. AP the third on deck now. He got to retire, man.
He just gets
AP
started,
two,
man.
Retire,
what you talking
man.
About?
Oh, I'm saying
man.
AP2,
well, hey, what you gonna do?
Retire,
big mama, like father, like son.
he been pops for years anyway.
Okay.
He been pops for years, so it's like, shit, you might as well put it on. Hey, man.
He got kids, nigga. He just ain't saying
nothing. Hey, man, listen.
We gonna get
AP
the fuck
the third,
out of here,
man. I'm the third generation Porter, man.
Well, look, man, y'all go ahead and take y'all asses to sleep because we got to get up and go to work in the morning. Just one more time. One more time for the week, and then as long as, you know, there's some extra money come through, go and get that shit for the weekend. So y'all go ahead, chill out. I'll holla at y'all Saturday, and let's get it in, all right?
I can't stop.